Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 18th of May. Starting off with a request, Bluebird Merchant Ventures. We see a rising trend channel here from March. Good consolidation here around the 3 to 3.5 to 4 pence area. And while we're above that last support area, 3.75, looking for a top of March channel as high as 6 pence. Perhaps allowing down towards that gap around 3.5 is the stop loss, but looks pretty strong, especially as we're in the wake of a golden cross buy signal between the 50 and 200-day moving averages last month. Next stock, one of the chats most chatted about today, Eris Resources. Here we've got this V-shaped bull flag, in fact a floating one in the sense that it's above the we're holding above the gap. From April, last month through the 4 pence area, that tends to be the more bullish of setups, and also the 50-day moving average at 3.62 pence starting to edge up as well. The view at this stage is while we're above the 200-day line at 4.5 pence, looking for a top of September price channel target as high as 10 pence over the next month or so. I wasn't going to cover Horizonte Minerals because normally it's a bit of a slow mover, but looks like it's speeding up a bit now with the push through the 200-day moving average at 3.3 pence. End-of-day close above that today should be enough to take us to a new stage up to the top of a rising trend channel from November at 5.5 pence. And that target valid while we hold above the initial May resistance at 2.8 pence. Looking on to one of the stocks, which is one I've tried to avoid in the recent past, but finally, looks like Lamprell is going to deliver the goods, i.e. we've broken this line of resistance from February. That's at 10 pence, so while we're above 10 pence the top of this falling wedge from the last, well, from February, looking for at least a retest of that March resistance at 16 pence initially, and perhaps up to 20 pence as a best case scenario, which was support on the way down in December. So plenty to look forward there, as well as the bullish divergence that you can see in the RSI window also helping the shares at the moment. Haven't looked at Novacyt for a while, largely because the price action has been, I thought, rather scary all over the place in the recent past, and that's sort of continuing a bit now. But we've had director buying announced, I believe, today or just recently, and also a higher low versus that low, that neckline support, 273 in April. The view at this stage is at least while we're above that low, we're likely to consolidate again back towards the 400 pence area, but end of day close above the 20-day moving average at 387 now, required to give us the next new leg to the upside. Best case scenario, a target at the moment up to £7, which is a February resistance line projection if we break that 20-day line in over the next few days. On to a stock which I think is making its debut, at least in the near term, 1PM PLC. Here we've got a break of this resistance line from March and the 50-day moving average at 17 pence. Above that, looking for a journey back towards support on the way down around the 26, 27 pence area, which is also the area of the 200-day moving average. Best case scenario target at the moment up at the top of that rising trend channel I've drawn from February at 32 pence. So a pretty exciting setup for that situation. Physiomics is next, and here you can see that we've got a break of this, falling wedge at 5 pence for the share, so above that on an end day close basis, looking for a partial or even full retest of that spike we had last month, 10 pence plus, and target value while we hold above the floor of this wedge at 4 pence. So let's see what happens there. Haven't looked at the next stock for quite a while, Pelerion Imaging. Obviously we had that pullback from the spike in January, but it looks as though the shares at least holding above the 20-day moving average at 25 pence. And while we do that, we could see a top of January trend channel target as high as 47 pence over the next month or two as a best case scenario target. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe you want to see a break of 30 pence first, which was the old April peak before considering to press the buy button. Next up, or final stock, in fact, stock which has got excited with regard to stake building by a famous investor, or appreciated investor at least. It's Xeros Technology. Here you can see that the shares just dancing around the old peak of 1.32 over the last couple of sessions. But at least while we're above 1.2 pence, which is the initial May resistance, looking for further upside to retest the old November resistance, just shy of 1.9 pence. Let's see how that goes over the next few sessions. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.